That's why I go hunting.
Right. You get? Did you get wolves up here at all?
I seen one wolf. One time, last year.
Yeah.
He was coming up from down there. A great big wolf, and he was about the color of that couch there.
Uh-huh.
And that was the only wolf I ever seen around.
I thought I saw one last year coming up from Walsenburg.
Did you?
I was driving up to Gardner, and this thing...
Come across.
Yeah. And it would have been like a couple miles down the road.
Well, see, they got a wolf farm up here in the mountains.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's one that got away, huh?
It must have, yeah, because there's no wild wolves. This in here, he come up there and he's looking around, and I looked at him and I didn't make no noise because I didn't want to frighten him, you know, and he just ventured off.
Really? You have other, you didn't hear of it anymore? Do you get howling around here at all?
Yeah, we have coyotes.
Okay, it's coyotes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see them in the yard at all? They come up
here? I haven't seen them around here. But yeah, Gibby, next door, I've seen them coming down here.
And you said you've seen fox around here too?
I haven't seen a fox in a long time.
Yeah. What about different types of birds? What do they have?
Oh, yeah, there's everything. There's eagles and owls. And
you know what kind of owls?
They're those big hula owls that you see most of the pictures of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
With the big eyes.
Do you get anything like vultures or buzzards?
I've seen vultures, but not here. Up on Yellowstone, I've seen some vultures.
Yellowstone up in Wyoming? You mean?
I've never seen any up there.
Oh, you said Yellowstone?
Yellowstone, up here.
Oh, there's a Yellowstone right there. Okay, she mentioned it earlier, and I thought she meant Wyoming.
Yeah, that's where most of these Hispanics were born up there, the old timers.
Okay. Do you get squirrels around here? Or?
I seen one squirrel.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. There's a Hispanic lady that got involved with the Indians, and they called her Red Squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And she died here just not long ago. And she told her daughter, I'm not going to leave. I'm going to be around here even after I die.
Mm-hmm.
And by God, the other day on top of the fence here, that was the only squirrel in 50 years that I've been around here, sat on the fence, a red squirrel.
Really?
And I called the daughter, I told her there was a red squirrel on my fence. And it stayed just a few minutes and it disappeared. Never seen him no more.
Wow.
Is that something?
Yeah. Do you get like chipmunks up here at all? Or?
Yeah, we get chipmunks.
What about snakes?
Lots of snakes.
What kind?
Oh, there's rattlers and bull snakes, water snakes. And, that three is mostly common snakes around here.
Do you get frogs or toads? Or
no frogs.
No?
Uh-uh.
Did you ever?
I've never seen a frog up here.
Really?
No.
Maybe it's too dry or too high.
I got a turtle there in the corner.
Yeah?
It belonged to my little grandson. They brought it here when he was a little kid. Over there in the corner.
Do you see turtles in the wild out here at all?
Yeah. Way in the corner. Over there.
Oh, he's not in this spot?
Yeah, in there.
Not a snapper, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He says, Grandpa, I'm going to leave my turtle here. He was a little bitty kid.
Yeah.
I says, okay. Yep. He says, I know you take care of it.
Did he find it somewhere? Or did he
found it north of Avondale out there.
Okay.
Out in the prairie.
Did you see him much around here?
I've never seen him here in this part of the country. So the turtle is still here. I feed him occasionally, put him in the sink, give him water.
When's he going to come back for him? Is he ever going to come back for him?
Well, that was him that came here as the big, tall kid.
He didn't even say hi to his turtle.
Huh?
I think he forgot about his turtle.
He forgot the turtle. That didn't belong to him anymore. It belonged to Grandpa.
He doesn't even know it belongs to him anymore.
Yeah.